Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, Governor Evers declares emergency over a food share risk related to the ongoing federal government shutdown. We'll hear from Democratic State Representative Jody Emerson and Republican State Senator Jesse James. Plus, Tandem, building relationships and restoring hope in the Chippewa Valley and in western Wisconsin, has their celebration and fundraiser slated for Saturday, November 15th at 5 p.m. at the Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. We'll hear from their executive director, Dana Brown, and their guest speaker, Tassian Assis, as they joined our Pat Wall on WWIB This Week. But first, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers Friday declared a state of emergency amid the ongoing federal shutdown and the looming lapse of food share benefits. Evers announced the order on Friday, giving the state authority to combat price gouging and direct resources toward mitigating economic disruption. This comes as President Trump says his administration will only fund SNAP after receiving court guidance. Evers noted nearly 700,000 state residents could lose access to food assistance if federal funding is not restored. As of the recording of this broadcast, the funds have not been released, and the concerns do linger. This prompted a Democratic news conference this past Thursday at the community table in Eau Claire with Democratic State Representative Jody Emerson as one of the first speakers.
I wish that we didn't have to be here right now talking about this. I wish that our federal government was open and doing the business of the people. And I struggle in this moment with what we need to be doing, because the last thing that I want to do is another press conference to talk about another system that is breaking down. But what I do want to do is talk about the nearly 700,000 people who don't know where they're going to get their food this weekend. It's $113 million a month that the SNAP system puts into Wisconsin. $113 million per month that the grocery stores aren't going to be having come in as of Saturday. Our grocery stores are hanging on, especially in the rural areas. And I think about the little grocery store in Bloomer or Augusta or Osseo. And losing these SNAP benefits and that money coming in may put them out of business. And then what's going to happen even after the government opens up and SNAP benefits resume? There is going to be no place for people in those communities to be buying their food. And so what I'm really here about is not only to call attention to this, but also to use this as a moment to call to action. We are starting a food drive. I know other people are standing in the gap, and I just want to urge people to do what you can. If you can donate money to some of these agencies, donate money. If you don't have the money, volunteer. Help out cooking the meals here. Help out at Feed My People. Start up a local food collection at your church, your place of work, your neighborhood. If you've got a little free library in front of your house, take out the books. Put in some cans of soup. Ask your neighbors to do the same thing. Share where local pantries are donating or giving out food. Make sure that these people who need this right now have the options to do this. It is a really scary time for people. We are at a moment where our federal government is not functioning. And I'm not talking about the shutdown. I'm talking about how it's functioning. I need Dems and Republicans to sit down at the same table and figure out how we can get through this. We are going into the second month of a government shutdown. This is ridiculous. Sit down together, figure out where we can compromise and come together. We are not a red country or a blue country. We are a united country, and we need our federal government to start acting like it. So please come to the table, negotiate, compromise, and let's get our government working again, because we have people whose health, safety, and paychecks rely on the federal government to do their job.
Democratic State Representative Jody Emerson from this past Thursday at a news conference held at the community table in Eau Claire. Meanwhile, in a day and time where it's incredibly difficult to find bipartisan agreement, Republican State Senator Jesse James sounds a very similar note to what Emerson had to say.
I want to first extend my thoughts each and every one of the people that are on this SNAP essential program for their daily needs. I know that there's about 700,000 Wisconsinites enrolled in Food Share, with 20% of these recipients in Wisconsin living right in western Wisconsin. Majority of the participants are families with children and disabled adults and children, or even elderly adults. So while we're trying to see if there's anything we can do at the state level, which we have been researching and trying to look at the SNAP benefit program and everything like that, this is a federally funded program. So I'm hoping and praying that both parties in Congress can come to the table and reach a bipartisan solution before these benefits are paused. And obviously we need the government shutdown to stop, because this is what is unfortunately why these benefits are not being dispersed. I know we have people in the community are stepping up. Local food banks and pantries and other organizations have been preparing for this possibility, and we're just going to need to make sure that we have everyone's help. This will be a continued effort for us to continue to look at. I recommend reaching out to your local representatives and contacting your federal level people so that your voices are heard, your federal representation, to show that how this is impacting everyday Wisconsinites. With time where we should be coming together and supporting each other through this unprecedented situation. Thank you very much. God bless everyone.
Republican State Senator Jesse James. Meanwhile, coming up on November 15th, a Saturday night at 5 p.m. at the Florian Gardens Tandem in Eau Claire is going to be holding a celebration and fundraiser. And their executive director, Dana Brown, and their guest speaker for that event, Tassian Assis, joined our Pat Wall on WWIB. Earlier this week, Pat began by asking Dana what Tandem's slogan, Building Relationships, Restoring Hope, means to him.
Well, what it means to me is actually just being a place that we can work with a lot of different people when they're in tough spots. And and we say we're willing to kind of sit in the dirt with a lot of people and work through from where they're at.
Okay. That sounds honest. That sounds like the song we were just talking about with Leanne Crawford there. And just being honest with people, connecting authentically, which is a huge thing now, focusing on relationships and really empowering growth. Those are things that you're working with young people in. Is it a forgotten generation in some ways? I wonder sometimes.
Well, in some ways, because they've lost the ability, even thinking of October Connect with WWIB, our young people have lost the ability to connect and feel connected. And that's one of the biggest struggles that we work with. We even did a study with the Eau Claire County Health Department back, and there's a lot of different participants with that, that one of the number one health problems with our young people of the lack of feeling connected, in particular with their schools and everything else. It's a huge health problem. Isolation is what actually traps us into errors in thinking, really, is what it does.
It certainly does, because when we're connected with one another, when we're in relationships, there's a lot of correction that happens to our thinking, and it just adds so much to our lives. So there are huge consequences for young people who are isolated today. So getting them into good relationships, that's a deliberate strategy that Tandem seems to be functioning at. And so we want to highlight you guys, what you're doing, because it's so important today. So what Tandem does is primarily mentoring, is that right?
Well, that's one of the focus areas. We actually, there's a little bit of history in that, is because Tandem Mentorship was formed, it actually came out of the group 513 Free with Jesse Hamwood. He had a heart for what they were doing. They were noticing that there just wasn't a lot of connections. So Tandem Mentorship came out of that. And then my background, of course, is former law enforcement, and I moved into directing the Restorative Justice Project, as I call it, that was formerly with Goodwill. And so as we grew and moved, we combined those two. And so with that, combining the Eau Claire County Restorative Justice, now we're more of a regional offering for both mentorship, support groups, and restorative justice. Those are our three focus areas. So then the name of the organization is Tandem. So we do mentorship.
And there is a call for it. There's a need for it.
Yes.
Huge. And we're seeing it in a lot of ways. Hey, can we see if we've got Tassian with us? Hello? Tassian, you're going to be coming this next, when is it going to be?
November 15th is our big celebration.
Saturday, November 15th. You're going to be coming to speak with the folks there at the Tandem Celebration. And this is a fundraiser as well. It is a partnership opportunity. And it's going to be a lot of fun, too. But you're going to be bringing a message. Dana, do you want to introduce Tassian?
Yeah, Tassian came to us kind of through some other people. One of our staff and then some people introduced me to her. We started talking. We hit it off. And the connection is right there. Like, we talk about connections. She's a phenomenal speaker. She's got a past that she speaks from as well. And she's able to just kind of bring things in perspective.
Okay,
thank you.
That's a great introduction. So tell us about yourself a bit, Tassian.
Well, you know, like Dennis said, I speak from past history, right? Connection is my passion. I love to help people walk in freedom so that they can be themselves and connect authentically. You know, the way that I see is that it's very difficult for us to connect with other people authentically and really have a great, genuine connection if we are not free to be ourselves. You know, and I believe that a lot of the lack of connection that we have in this generation comes from the fact that people aren't free to be themselves. You know, they're afraid of what others are going to think. They're afraid of not being accepted. They're afraid of being misunderstood. They're afraid of being judged. And all of this fear gets on their way of truly being who they are. So my passion is to just help people walk in that freedom, you know, like free of any mindsets that may keep them from growing. And so that's kind of what we're going to be talking about on November 15th, a little bit about setting a winner mindset. Like, how do I set my mindset to really leave as if I'm winning in life, right? In every area of life. So it comes from my passion.
So your passion comes from your life story too, no doubt, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Just a lot of not such genuine connections and connections that didn't do me very well and other connections that did restore me to this place of wholeness. So it all goes back and runs around connection and relationships.
Where are you from, Tassian? I can tell from your accent that you're not from around
now
here.
Now, she's not Midwest.
Not Midwestern.
No.
Not Western Wisconsin.
I'm originally from Brazil.
Oh, terrific. Wow.
Yes, but I live in Miami for the past 29 years. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, that's terrific. So
we're hoping for snow when she comes up here, but...
Oh, we'll see.
Awesome.
We'll try to provide some good weather for you to come to. That's not too far away from Brazil, but I have a feeling you're not going to find it's going to be like Rio de Janeiro or anything along
yes,
those lines.
Yes, I'm afraid not.
So, well, that's okay. You'll speak well to us. And you've been in this area before, and I know this is going to be a treat. It's going to be fun. It's going to be quite a gathering here because it's a celebration of a lot of things. Dana, tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening here.
Well, yeah, what it is, we've got a theme going back to the 50s just to make it fun. And again, that's not the creative side of that is not my strong point, but I have great people that work with me. And there's going to be a soda fountain. Back in the 50s, they had soda fountains.
Sure.
We've kind of forgot about that. That's going to be available there.
Are you going to be the soda jerk then?
No, I don't do that well, Pat. There's some things that I know my limits. So.
Okay, somebody's going to have to make those for us.
Yes, Florian Gardens is actually the professionals in that area.
They're going to do a beautiful job, I'm sure. What do they call them? Like phosphates and
something? Yeah. When we started talking about doing stuff, I said, okay, but you guys have to make it happen.
People are going to love that.
Yeah.
I bet there's going to be some music and a great dinner and right.
We had a great silent auction. I mean, I'm just amazed at the businesses and stuff that are donating to silent auction. There's some really cool stuff. I just had a web developer donate even a web package.
I'm looking forward to coming. Dana, thank you for the invitation for everyone to come to be part of this. So can we get some of the specifics of time and place and so
forth? Yep, it's at the Florian Gardens, a great venue. They've always been awesome. This is our second annual. And so there, it would be a plated meal. It's a chicken meal. I forget the actual name of the plate, but chicken, vegetables, the whole meal will be provided. At 5 o'clock is when the doors open.
It's going to be better than you're making it sound.
Yes, exactly. But, I am not real
you're
good.
You're giving the basics. Yep. No, that's good. You're giving us some of the specifics, and that's
yeah, they've
helpful.
Done a phenomenal time as far as their meals go with Florian Gardens. It's like it's been great. So
this is super. So how can so this is November 15th, Saturday. It's a Saturday at 5 p.m., so it's a really convenient time. Most people are able to get out and do something. It's just a fun thing to get out and do, maybe a couple's night out kind of thing.
Great date night, you know.
Date night idea.
Let's say silent auction. We just start checking in. I think we're planning to start the meal roughly about 5:30 or so. There's some silent auction things you can work through, and just a lot of fun. You know, a lot of connection too, just at the tables and stuff. So if they're interested, they can sure go to our website. It's Tandem Mentorship /celebration and to find out more about tickets and what we've got. So we of course we still got some available now. It's not like a get them while they last, but they do. We're in an age that people don't sign up right away. So just now, this last week, all of a sudden now we just start.
Now it's taking off.
Yeah, and it's getting full. So I'm looking forward to having everybody there.
Dana Brown, Executive Director of Tandem Mentorship, with our Pat Wall. This past week on WWIB on Chippewa Valley this week. Again, if you'd like to register, got to do so by next Sunday night, November 9th, for the November 15th event, 5 o'clock at the Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. You can go to tandemmembership.org/celebration. That's tandemmembership.org/celebration. All one word, tandemmentorship.org/celebration. Earlier, we talked some about Governor Evers declaring an emergency over the food share risk with the ongoing federal government shutdown, as we heard from Democratic State Representative Jody Emerson and Republican State Senator Jesse James. I'm Mark Halverson, thanking you for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.